podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Hold up. Do you love terrible B movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on Wide Range of Conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wide Range of Conversations with Rick and Eric.
Kill my
warning. This podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they're talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar. Beers and babble. Cheers.
So right now I'm between Bowie and Bishop.
Aw. That fit him. Both of those would fit him very well.
But
he's a
know,
cutie, though.
You know how cats are.
Yeah.
It'll be his name for like a day, and then it'll be like, hey, fat ass.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
It depends how he acts around your house.
Yeah.
Like how he, you know. When are you getting him?
He actually had surgery today because I'm going to adopt him from the Humane Society.
Nice.
And hopefully next Wednesday when I'm on vacation.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So you're taking vacation. Oh, we should probably record. I'm sorry.
We are. Welcome back to Basement Bar Beer.
Nice.
And Babble.
Nobody wants to hear the story about how I'm adopting a cat.
Adopting.
Yeah.
Adopting
yeah.
a cat.
Adopting a cat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Welcome. We have Ricky in
Hello.
The studio. We have half a whack tonight.
Yeah, we have wah.
We have wah. Yeah.
I might be the kuh.
You're the kuh?
No, you're just the conversation.
I'm something. Yeah, you're right. No,
you're the arraign...
Eric's the wide range and you're or wide array and array. You're the conversation.
Yeah. I used to be wide. I'm not quite as wide as I used
oh,
to
stop.
Be.
You guys are just perfect. But together you're a wider range of conversations.
Yeah.
You're whack. Now,
yeah,
now you're just
Eric.
AC. Yeah. You're just the
you're
cool
just the
man.
Cool. That was great.
Thank you. Appreciate cool it. Man. I'm glad you put that together.
Yeah, because you're AC.
Yeah, AC. Ah, there it is.
Yeah.
You can see the wires connect.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm
we
cool. I mean, I don't know. Kids, I haven't been called cool in ages.
That is a cool shirt, though.
Yeah, we had.
I like that.
Thank you,
Eric.
Pride
poor Eric had to work, and poor Roger is laid
down
up
bad.
In, down bad, laid up in the hospital, man.
Yeah,
he told me. And I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know,
he
hope
tried
everything
to
works out.
I think
he tried to ride his mic, ride his motorcycle, and jump 3 school buses, and it didn't work out very well.
Jesus.
Yeah. Evil Roger.
You get bored in retirement.
No.
Me and Eric were driving by and we saw him cutting the grass and we're like, that's Roger cutting the grass.
That was so funny, dude. We were getting ready for a gig on Saturday. And I don't know if it was Saturday or sometime last week or maybe even this week, but because he cuts it like every other hour. So, but Mason came down. He was like, dude, your father's fucking moving out there right now. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you know how there's like a bunny and a turtle setting? He's got that on like 3 bunnies right now. That guy's riding. He does cut that at like 25 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I mean, I'd do it too if I had a riding lawnmower. Mm-hmm. But
what was your show on Saturday?
Oh, we played at Boxing Ring again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did they fix the AC?
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but
that was an awful
well,
day,
they,
too.
They had something
holy
going.
Fuck.
They had, like, fans and everything. But we played so well. Probably the best gig Chapter 4 has put out yet.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so we absolutely killed it. And I think we're gearing up, getting ready for Munger at the end of this month. And we're there. We're
oh,
there.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought, are those merch shirts and stuff, or is that just stuff you bought?
No, it's just it's stuff we're gonna have at Munger. There might be a little surprise, so bring your cash. But
just bring your cash.
Yeah, we're gonna be rocking and rolling at Munger. Munger's gonna be a blast.
Yeah, the banner, saw the banner. That's pretty neat.
Yep, we're gonna have it. We have a racing banner now. It's 10 feet long.
Yeah, did you make that yourself?
No, Fabiano Brothers, one of our Chapter 4 silent sponsors, gave it to us.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Heck yeah.
Yeah, so
there
they sponsor us silently.
I would
which
say.
Means no monetary value, which would be great.
But hey, I mean, you got a banner. That's pretty
good.
Yeah,
yeah. So they gave us a banner, and they're giving us a
that's
few
like
more
$100, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really nice banner, yeah. So it's going to be cool, man. We're going to be ready to rock. Playing with Sunset Boulevard, huge band.
Yeah,
so
that's
going to
be,
really
gonna
be cool.
Super cool.
Yeah, we're going to try to get in We're going to try to ride their tail all
them,
the way to...
but I have heard good things.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to try to ride their tail all the way to Cancun and open for them there.
Ride their tail.
That's our dream job.
Cancun?
Yeah, they're playing Cancun like a couple weeks after they play Munger. So we're just going to be like, y'all need like an opening band.
Yeah.
We can ride along. we can
ride. Yeah,
as long as you pay for our plane tickets, we'll be there.
Trying to bring Roger.
Yeah, I don't think my voice gets that low.
You guys want to hear that joke?
Yeah. I'd have to do my straight voice. Hang on. How's it going there, guys? I like to talk about beer. I saw a boob once, and it was great.
His straight voice is like Hulk Hogan and Luke Combs mixed together.
I like it.
Hell yeah, brother.
Southern Hulk Hogan.
Ooh, I don't know if I'd want that.
What's a dentist's favorite hour?
2:30. Yeah.
2:30.
Yeah, 2:30. Yep.
I'm Raj.
we talked about a Southern Gordon Ramsay before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
An idiot sandwich.
You idiot sandwich. How dare you undercook that filet mignon?
Well, it looks like you guys made the outline for me, so I'm banging off of someone else's outline.
That was crazy. I forgot that the dog was down here, and all of a sudden you hear, so I was like, what the hell was that?
Yeah. Yeah, what you been listening to?
Oh, shit. Me?
Yeah.
989 podcasts.
Oh, you have? Yeah, hell yeah. Finally.
Yeah, cool. I know. I've been getting back into it. So I listened to Whack on the way to work, and then I listened to Crossfaded Sports on the way home.
Nice.
Hell yeah, brother.
I went to Pierce Road the other day. I didn't know if I told you guys that, but I stopped at Pierce Road the other day.
Yeah.
Hoping Tony was working, and he walked in after I got there.
Nice.
And I heard him talking behind me. I was like, I'm just going to embarrass the fuck out of him. So he's talking to someone like higher up. He's like, no, because this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. And I turned around. I go, can you shut the fuck up? And he goes, what? And like I screamed in the middle of the bar. He's like, no way. Everyone at the bar like looked at me like, who the fuck is this guy? And Tony was like, what's up, man? And we sat there and talked for like 45 minutes. And even the host came up and was like, hey, table 11. He's like, yeah, that's fine. And he continued to talk to me. I was like, Tony. And he's like, all right, I got to go.
I was like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and then he would go and like give them menus and then come back and like another 30-minute conversation.
He's like Roseanne when she worked at the diner in the mall.
Yeah, it was awesome. But no, that's what I've been listening to. What about you guys?
I've had Eminem's new album, Death of Slim Shady, on repeat.
Yeah.
That is, I really, really enjoy it. That was good shit.
Yeah, and I've been also listening to a lot of the podcasts. I got half a year last episode in the can. We didn't know what a Charlie XCX was, so we had a. That's what we were listening to down here.
I'm
like, it's big on gay Twitter right now, and I don't know what that is. Hmm. Yeah. So we looked that up, and Kesha's got a new song out.
Ooh,
have you heard of it?
No, I have not actually.
If you like Kesha, an old Kesha.
I used to like old Kesha. Yeah.
It's just called Joyride, and it's wonderful.
Hmm. Came out, huh? She's back.
Yeah.
Came from the grave, huh?
It's recession pop music. Here we go.
Hell yes.
We've been watching her hunt ghosts on the Max
No way.
Wait, Kesha hunt ghosts?
Yeah, it's called Conjuring Kesha. It's
oh, my God. That's where she's at now? That's fucking amazing.
I can't wait to start talking about it on my show. But we have to get through Hoochie Daddies, which we've only got 4 more episodes left.
Gotcha.
So.
Hang on here.
Uh-oh. Copyright strike. Mother, don't sue us.
Yeah, there we go. I can get behind that a lot. That's good shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Joyride by Kesha, huh?
Yeah. Mm. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I forgot there was
somebody had Joyride.
but the dance is like,
Joyride. Molly, shut the fuck up. We're recording.
Kind of like a fucking... Is that how you are at your house? You're just like, shut the fuck up, Molly. I'm cutting it. Cutting the recording.
Yeah.
Aw. Okay.
I might
have called. It's a callback to Kevin Smith, who, when he'd do his podcast at his house, you could hear Shecky barking in the background.
Yeah.
And he'd be like mid conversation, go, Shecky, shut the fuck up. We're recording.
Is that what you named your old dog after?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You give a German dog a Jewish name.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith.
I may have shut the door. That's probably why.
Oh, yeah. You got to go. Yeah. Hey, Rick.
Want to shut the door?
Want to let the dog in? Unshut the door? Open the door.
Oh, we have to open the door?
Open the door.
Okay, hang on. I'm BRB.
Because Molly's like probably like, what the
She's
fuck?
She's probably like, bitch, let me in.
I want to go see my mom. Like, fuck.
Yeah, that door. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Anyway, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to jam that yeah. Kesha. That's fun.
Yeah, that is fun. Also, I knew Eminem dropped a new song. I didn't know he dropped
a whole album. Death of Slim Shady.
Huh.
It's, that's probably it's what the like, new song is. It goes an arc of like old Slim Shady and not giving a fuck, saying whatever the fuck he wants.
Good.
And then in the middle of the album, it's older Eminem, Marshall Mathers, like fighting with Slim Shady and being like, I don't need you. And he's like, bitch, I made you. The
damn.
Whole reason we did. And like,
damn.
Like doing that whole Gollum Two Towers fucking thing. Where
that's shout sweet. Out Ren.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
You guys have heard of him, haven't you? Mm-hmm. We've talked about him before. Mm-hmm. Ren.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I said, shout out Ren.
Ren.
Yeah. And then this morning I was blaring Mindless Self-Indulgence on the way to work.
Ooh, which one?
These bitches know me because they know that I can rock. Yeah.
The Pokemon video every time.
Yeah, yep.
Shout out old
rock
YouTube.
The Podjacks.
Eric had never heard of Salad Fingers.
What?
Really?
Right, come
never?
On. Ever.
That's funny.
Huh. Did you show him?
I did.
Okay.
And he's like, what the fuck is happening? Which, honestly, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. It depends if you have died on YouTube before. You know what I mean? And he does.
Yeah.
Like when I joined him on Discord, we fucking went to the grave together on YouTube. Like he was just pulling out random shit and I was like, oh my God. Like this is awesome.
It's a rusty spoon.
Back to salad.
It's the perfect spoon.
Salad Fingers is fucking nuts. Salad Fingers is nuts.
I liked Foamy the Squirrel.
What was that again?
The iwillpress.com Foamy the Squirrel.
Free your mind!
Oh, yeah. I was like,
I know
you
we
had
talked
to do
about
the voice.
That before, yeah.
You know.
I hated that, actually. But I appreciated it at the same time.
God, there's so many fucking... Have you guys ever seen unedited footage of a bear before?
Unedited footage of a bear?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
I mean...
You oughta.
You don't... I have, but probably not the same
No. Like, the video on YouTube.
No.
Look it up tonight if you want to creep yourself out. You should actually look it up.
Yeah?
Yeah. We might have to watch it after we cut this.
Rick bought shit today.
You bought shit?
I did.
Yup.
Huh.
Do you want... I had my Amazon order actually pulled up, so I can...
Oh, is it the scary ghost conjuring bullshit? Dumb
no,
shit?
No, it's not. It's not conjuring.
About the whole fucking we can do a ghost hunt in Spencer's house here. No, we're not going to do that because I sleep there. We can do it here. That's fine. Because normally
no,
I either
fine,
drink
I pass
or I
out here.
No, but in my house, absolutely not. I do not want to know what's down there. I know something is. I do not want to know what.
As long as it's cool with you, then we're good.
Yeah, exactly. It is cool with me. It's not one of those like house at Finn Road type deals. Like, no, it's not a demon. This thing like vibes. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever's at my house, is, if it comes over the spirit box, it's just going to be like, stop masturbating in the dining room.
Yeah. Mine will basically be like, can you you put a bathroom in here for why? Like, you stink. That's why, you know?
I mean, yeah, you need a bathroom. It's a thing.
No, but I put a bathroom in my basement. That was not there when I moved in. That
you put that in?
The basement. Yeah, that's ours.
Oh,
yeah.
That's why it is the way it is.
Yeah.
Kidding.
Yeah, that's why you can't lean on the sink, because that wall I wasn't paying to like drywall and make it tough. It was just like, no, just put it there and maybe hang the sink off it if it holds. So
why
right now
you
we're
put
in
like
the,
a 2x4 behind it in a bracer.
We did.
Oh,
we did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's still that flimsy.
I thought you just connected it to the drywall.
I paid
and
like
praying every
time.
No,
we paid like $32.99 for that entire wall. So like,
awesome.
Just leave it be. And
that's
then
crazy.
Yeah, and then the other wall where the toilet paper holder is the foundation of my house, and I drilled for like 30 minutes to get it in, and I can stand on that thing. I can stand on my toilet paper holder.
After you drilled it for 30 minutes?
Yeah, because it's into the brick. It's into the foundation of the wall. I had to drill into brick.
Yeah. So you probably didn't have a masonry bit nor an impact drill.
I had an impact drill and a
then it shouldn't have taken 30 minutes.
It took me 30 minutes. It's hard to drill brick.
Oh, you were hard when you were drilling brick.
Yes, I was. Absolutely just fucking 30 minutes.
Womp womp.
And it's in there.
Hey.
You took it to a whole nother level.
I always do.
I was talking about my toilet paper holder. That's the shit paper holder.
Leave enough shit tickets for the rest of us.
do I have to get you one of those things that just says your butt napkins, my lord?
Yeah. Yes, actually.
Oh, that was today. I ordered these special labels for our part shipping guy and a new label printer and everything. And I'm walking with the big thing of labels. Mm-hmm. And at least 5 people on my way out to the plant were like, whoa, what do you got? Toilet paper? What are you doing? And I was like, I'm going to sort some shit out.
That's funny.
Yeah, but they were labels.
You said my lord, and it kind of reminded me of like a phase that me and Hayden went through. But we used to say yes, your honor, all the time, like to everybody.
Yeah, you did.
Your honor, your honor. Yeah, yeah, it's terrible.
Don't you? Because then it just makes you sound like everybody's a cop.
No, no, it was more. It was more of like, it was more of like medieval type vibes, you know.
Okay.
Like I'm pretty sure he told his wife, like, get on your knees, your honor. Like, I will knight you with something. He's like, is that a new pickup line?
I spent about 4 hours at his house on Sunday helping him fix his computer.
I heard that.
Yeah. That was wild. Yeah, his cooler went out, and so we had to take a road trip to Best Buy and get a new one. But because the way his case is, it's all fucked up where the power supply has to be on top, and so the only place the cooler can go is on the bottom.
Yeah.
But if you put the radiator below the pump, then air gets in there and it fucks it up. So forever now, he has to put his computer upside down. So it doesn't fuck his new cooler.
That's funny. He said it's running so good right now.
Yeah, yeah. So now we got to figure John's shit out because his is starting to
starting
the
to go
same
again.
Thing again.
Yeah, he was telling
me that. It probably just needs a better cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cooler.
Yeah, cool. AC, man. Yeah. Hot out there, baby.
Speaking of cooler, did you watch the rest of that Dragon Ball Z movie?
No, I started it and then I passed out. I was very tired. Oh. But I got to, they're on Beerus's planet.
Oh,
like
okay.
I just got to Beerus's planet and we met a new green girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you haven't seen Bath Salt Piccolo yet?
No. But then I was like, what the fuck is Broly doing here? Because I haven't watched any of the videos since the first Broly Legendary. And I was like, why are they friends? What is happening? And I was talking to my coworker Tristan today. He's like, you got to watch the other videos. He's like, it explains all of that. A bunch of shit went down. And I was like, all right, well, I know what I'm doing next weekend.
Yeah.
I don't have the attention span to watch a whole Dragon
Ball
Super.
You don't have the attention pants?
Yeah, that too. No, these are actually pretty, like, they're very short. But I can wear these things now.
Oh, the pants, not the movies.
Oh, both things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Both things can
I
be
don't,
true.
I do not care for that animation, though. It freaks me out. That weird 3D, it looks unnatural. Because for years, it's been, you know, Akira Toriyama's like that 2D, that his style. And then this is all new, weird-ass CGI. Oh, like,
that is
I'm
weird.
Not, yeah, I don't dig it.
Spencer, how are you wearing like 4 layers of clothing
right now? Well, I work in a facility. I feel like I explain this
every
20 times a day. But
well, you don't have to now. But
no, it's fine. But I work in a facility that's 65 degrees all the time.
That's the perfect
temperature. It'd be so nice. Dude, it was 77.
Yeah, exactly. But like 65 gets a little chilly on the inside when it's just AC pumping on you constantly. So, or it's 62, 65 because there's chocolate in there. So I just get a little cold. So I throw on a sweatshirt and a coat. And this isn't a heavy coat. Oh. This is just like a raincoat.
He's fucking Weed Wonka, man. Yeah. He's
and like, I take this off when I'm at work. It's just a sweatshirt and jeans.
Well, excuse me. He's more of an Oompa Loompa because he's fucking working the factory.
Excuse me. I'm not working the factory, but.
He's the boss.
I wish I was. I wish I was.
You're like head Oompa Loompa.
You're not
really Weed Wonka, but you're not, you know,
I'm like the one that Willy Wonka yells at do shit.
You're the one doing the choreography for everybody.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, that's actually a really good explanation.
Yes, yeah.
More pep in your step.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. I'm like the Wonka that, or the Oompa Loompa that
the little Wonka
in,
that could.
The dips the yellow cup in there and drinks it, you know, like I'm that guy. I was like, I'll take a taste test and tell you how you guys are doing. No, I'm just kidding.
Yep.
Jesus.
Yeah, but.
Come with me and you'll be in a state of pure inebriation.
That should be our theme song.
Correct.
We got to get Eric on that. Long legs. What the fuck does that even mean?
Oh shit!
Oh, this is a you.
Yeah,
this is a you outline.
It's a me.
All right, let's get it.
The me outline.
Let me hear it.
I went and saw.
And now a segment with Ricky.
Me. Pew 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 pew. I went and saw Long Legs last night, which is the new Nicolas Cage movie.
Oh shit!
Yes.
I've heard about that.
I don't want to give it away because it's still in theaters. But.
Yeah, you get sued by someone.
It's so good. It's so good. And I hate Nicolas Cage. I'm just putting it out there.
Okay? Blasphemy.
I know. Everybody,
That's a terrible statement.
It's fine. He's not a good actor, and he just does a bit. And I understand that that's his whole... Him doing a bit
Nicolas
is
Cage
his bit.
Plays Nicolas Cage, just like fucking...
Will Smith plays Will Smith.
No, fucking, who am I? Jason Bateman. Yeah.
Jason Bateman plays Jason
fair.
Bateman.
Yeah, for sure. Everything, yeah.
For sure.
Touche. But like, I don't know how to explain it. I'm just never been a fan of his thing, and I think everybody gets caught up in the Chuck Norris of it all.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was so fucking, yes, Okay, continue.
Welcome.
That was
what
awesome.
I'm here for. So anyway, I went and saw that last night, and he. Okay, I've said I don't like Nicolas Cage. Fair. But he's so fucking terrifying in this movie. But yeah. So yeah, he is. There's a point in this movie where he's singing "Happy Birthday," and he's singing "Happy Birthday." He's gonna cut this part out because this is me. I'm like, I don't work well under pressure by myself.
Hang on. Sorry, I didn't mean to stop it. What I was saying is, on the way here, Tiffany was like, "Why are you going to the store?" I was like, "To get beer." She's like, "You have a beer. You brought one with you." I said, "No, that's beer to week." She's like, "Well, what do you need more beer for?" I said, "We need drinking beer, you know." And then you have tasting beer. It's like our drinking beer is like a sorbet.
That's very true.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. Daddy Cage Long Legs. Yeah, all right.
Continue. I mean, do you want me to read my Letterboxd review?
Yes, please.
Because I've already showed. Eddie,
you were ruthless with that fucking thing, dude.
Who?
You.
Why?
Every movie you go see, you leave a review.
Yeah. That's what I do.
Yeah. You are the foundation of America.
I have a whole show dedicated to me watching weird shit.
That is very true. I'm just saying, I just love the fact that you fucking do that. That's amazing.
Is that still good?
It's good to me.
Oh, good enough. So, Long Legs 2024. Autistic FBI agent deciphers Nicolas Cage's Cageisms.
That's amazing.
And that's the movie, guys.
That's it. That's all you put.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, have you not read my Letterboxd before? Because you really should.
I downloaded it, but I've never used it. I'm an IMDb guy.
So have you ever seen Chud, like the old school movie Chud?
No. I want to. I looked it up and put it on my list. After you guys talked about it.
Yeah. So we did Candyman. You've seen Candyman, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a wrestling? You're not a wrestling fan, are you?
A little bit.
If there's any of your listeners out there who know who Joe Hendry is, he's got a big shtick right now where he's like, "Say his name and he appears," right?
Okay.
And Candyman is the same thing. So I said, Candyman is Joe Hendry's Wario. Also, this movie rocks, but I needed a lead with a joke. That's my review. And that was also 4.5 stars. The original Candyman is dope.
Is it?
We watch it.
I haven't seen it.
We're going to cover it for the show, so you can listen to it the next time. Oh. It's kind of like you don't want to watch it, but want us to watch weird shit. That's what I'm here for. And Long Legs was crazy, though. So Nicolas Cage is very Nicolas Cagey,
mm-hmm.
and he sings Happy Birthday to this woman, and he's just like, "Happy birthday. Happy birthday." It, like, freaks out.
That's weird, yeah.
And it's so scary. Switch to Kryptonite.
Where did you see it at?
Just at the theater here in Bay City.
Oh, in Bay City.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who'd you go with?
Jason.
What did Jason think of the fucking movie?
Same thing. He loved it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, Jason hates everything, and so it's fun to listen to Jason rant about shit. He's it's fucking bullshit. Everything's this. This is great. And so if he's like, "Oh yeah, oh fucking good, okay, oh yeah, all
it
right,"
it must be a good fucking movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, that's a. Yeah, that's okay. All right.
It's good. Everybody go see it.
Watch, this will be the one episode Jason listens to, and he's like, "Oh, fuck bullshit. You guys suck."
Oh, no. I mean, on our show, we've definitely claimed that he drinks women's bathwater, so.
has the Bay City Theater gotten any better?
Sure.
In what way?
You didn't sense the tone.
It's still there.
Yeah.
Honestly, well, I guess, but.
In this town, you're just lucky that you exist and aren't a fast food restaurant, so.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's very true, actually. Yeah.
If you're not uptown or a fast food restaurant, we don't give two shits about you.
No, yeah, as long as you exist. That's true. Yeah.
I had a weird tick. I thought I was having a stroke. Sorry. That's what that face I was making was.
What is like, up? what's the thing for strokes again? Like, raise your hands or something? Or is that just for if you're choking?
I think that's if you're choking
or you can't
breathe.
No, the stroke is to if your half your face goes numb and you start slurring your words and shit.
Oh.
That's why I was, like, moving my eyebrows and smiling.
You're like,
you're just practicing Nicolas Cage faces.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
I was practicing Dick Clark faces.
That man's dead, right?
Yeah.
Dick Clark? Okay. Yeah, he's got to be because, what is it, Ryan Seacrest does his end of the year thing?
Yeah, Ryan Seacrest does Dick Clark's New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is still cool that they you know, they pay him homage that way.
Did you guys fucking see that Richard Simmons died?
Yeah.
That's really sad.
That sucks, crazy. Dude. I used to sweat to the oldies.
R.I.P. King. Yeah, sweat to the oldies, yeah. Fucking Michelle, one, my older coworker, she's like 60. She runs circles around everyone in that facility. She's fucking fantastic. But she works out. She still her works secret, out to his tapes.
I was going
to
say her secret is Richard Simmons.
Oh, she is. Okay. She's like, she rolling, is fucking rolling down bad river. Right. No, she's really down bad boop, right now.
Boop, boop. Wait, she's down bad?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, not like that, but because of the Richard Simmons news. Because she came in and I was like, hey, did you see this happen? And I was talking about the political bullshit and everything like that, which is crazy. And then she goes, yeah, but in real news, did you see that Richard Simmons died? And I was
that's
like,
real news, honestly.
I was like, Richard Simmons died? And she goes, yeah. Yeah. Oh, and she couldn't really like,
aw, poor
love
lady.
You, Michelle.
Yeah, we love you, Michelle.
But Christ.
Not you, Craig, but we love you.
Craig was talking to me today. He's like, Tuesday podcast. I was like, podcast Tuesday. He goes, say hi to Addy for me. I was like, we'll do it. Yeah.
Sorry, we love you, Craig. We don't know. Lord, I apologize.
I don't know love that him. I love him for saying podcast Tuesday.
Oh, fucking Craig's fantastic.
Okay. Fucking Craig.
Yep.
Oh, is it that Craig? Is it your friend Craig? Or is there, no, there's multiple Craigs.
It's no leg crack.
Hey, Roger's okay.
Oh, is he? Oh, good.
He's okay.
What does it say?
You can read that.
No sepsis. Doc dug around. Oh, I thought that's what you meant by read it. Well, Doc it dug around and found a piece of wood still in his finger. Pulled it out. All right. Well, good.
Yeah.
Good.
So hell it was a sliver.
A fucking sliver. A sliver almost took out the magical rod.
So he can survive a Widowmaker heart attack. but a piece
sliver.
Of fucking wood this big can almost take him out.
That's crazy.
I used to get dropped on my head every weekend as a wrestler, and you know, this ulcer made me drop like 40
pounds. I'm so glad you said as a wrestler, not as a toddler.
Well, I thought that's where he was going with it.
I know,
I was
really.
Like, I was like, it's amazing that you remember that.
I don't know that that's not true because, you know, age situation, but, you know, saying. It might explain a few things.
It does for Eddie, but not for you. You're sharp as a, like a,
it's a
coat hanger and shit.
Sharp as a coat hanger? I'm starting using that now.
My favorite joke ever was when we watched Chud.
Okay.
There's this one part in Chud where this woman, like the drain is clogged.
Yeah.
And early in the movie, we find out that this woman is also pregnant. So she grabs a coat hanger and like bends
does
it
thing.
Up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, damn, Eric, I thought she was going to keep that baby.
See, that's where I thought you were going with it. But that's funny.
Oh, no.
I love when you can make a fucking good joke about a movie when you're watching it. Yeah. You know what fucking blew my mind? Is last night I was like, oh, Anchorman. Like, we saw it on Freebie.
One of the most quotable movies. I fucking love Anchorman.
And Revan goes, never seen him. And I was like, that's funny because it's playing right now. So I turned it on, and we got like 15 minutes in, and I got something going on with my body right now where I can't really stay awake. So I passed out, and she was like, hand me the remote. And I was like, no. I was like, you will watch this movie, and you will fall asleep.
You will write a report after, so I know that you finish it.
But she was like, no, I promise we will finish it. We will finish it tomorrow. I said, promise? So, yeah. So, we're going to go to dinner after this, and then after that, we're
going
to go home.
Where
and
are you
gonna
going?
Finish Anchorman.
What are you doing for dinner?
Hayden and Kristen are going to cook us dinner, so we're going to pop over.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That's nice of them.
There.
Yeah.
So they do that every once in a while, and we do that for them. And this is our week, but I guess Kristen and Hayden miss us, and we miss them, too, so we're going to head over there. Really, Robin just misses Dax, but no, Robin loves Kristen, and they do their thing while me and Hayden crack jokes and fucking jerk each other off. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
So I just saw on your phone when it lit up, I got to meet Waffle.
Ah, you did. You've not talked about Waffle. Go ahead.
No, it's just his dog is the most wonderful dog of all time. So,
can I tell you that Robin adores your candle?
Oh, thank
you. She had it lit yesterday. Yes.
You did, see? You need more LGBTQ friends.
I told her, I was like, you really need to meet him. I was like, he would probably love you because you both are really good at talking shit.
I don't talk shit exclusively, but
no,
I can.
It's not exclusively. It's just like, you know how you just, you can, I'm sure that in public you can just like look at something and talk shit about it if you want. Like,
daily.
The shit that you could talk shit about attracts you, does it not?
Yeah, that's fair.
That is
he's
Robin.
He's so full
in
of shit. He talks it constantly.
No, I'm not anymore.
No, yeah, he's flushed out. That's why he's such a. He's
oh
so,
yeah,
he's
that's
so
right.
Laid back today.
Yeah, I've had several so ball relaxed. Movements. Thank you.
But you're the reason that me and Robin are budgeting to buy a bidet.
Fuck yeah!
So, fuck yes, dude. Yes. It's life changing.
Uh-huh. I want to install it in the basement.
What do you mean budgeting? It's only like $40.
Well, the money's tight right now.
Oh, okay, fair
money's
enough.
Tight.
Fair enough.
We just bought a trailer. I bought a truck. We're gonna buy this house. I gotta buy a new drum set. and then the bidet can come.
Now, if once you do all of that, if you play it in reverse, it's a country song. I lost my bidet, lost my house, my trailer, and my truck.
Yeah.
All I got left is my dog. Don't give a fuck.
So, did you like Waffle? Because her tits are fully in now.
Are they?
Yeah.
I love Waffle.
She's not a Swiffer Sweeper anymore.
Oh, my God. Her tits right now, are fully in.
She's cutie now. She's a beauty.
As we're recording right now, it's Prime Day, and it's 29. 20,
it's Prime Day today?
29.25 for a bidet.
Fuck. I was supposed to buy three things today.
Well.
It's tomorrow, too. Don't worry about it. You're
okay,
fine.
Okay. Because I get my credit card tonight when I go upstairs. So, I did.
Do you keep it someplace else?
I opened up at MSUFCU.
Oh.
So I just got approved for a credit card there, and then I'm switching my debit and credit card over there too.
Mm.
So I got to go through all the subscriptions I have, which
that sucks.
I know.
Or just cancel
oh, you
at
hate
this point.
That. I know. I've got.
Well, there's some things that I absolutely need, like on my computer. I have the mod thing. I can't think of the mod thing I use, but I need to keep that going because there's a game I play just for like my brain to go away for a little bit, and if I don't have the mod, then it's like a grinding game, and I don't want to do that, so I need to keep that going. I need to keep my Peacock up because I watch The Office
the
every night. Yeah, Peacock is really good actually, but I watch The Office
That's
every night.
So
there's certain
Roseanne.
Things that I really need. I need my Mr. Car Wash, because if I cancel it, I got grandfathered into $20 a month, so what other people pay like $35 for a month, I paid $19.99.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Have you gone through it with your truck yet?
Yes, multiple times, and it's okay. The only thing I have to do is fold in my windows.
Okay.
Because
I've heard too many horror stories from Mr. Car Wash.
Do not go to any Mr. on Euclid Avenue or Wilder. Go to the one in Essexville.
Okay. That's the only one I've ever gone to, and I've gone to it like once.
Well, you know how Firehouse was always wider?
Yeah.
Because they took over their building, they're good, but the Euclid and the Wilder ones are like super skinny, and
that's what fucks it up. Okay.
But
I normally go to
great.
Fast Eddie's, which I got to do this weekend because I need an oil change, so I'll get a car wash this weekend.
Does Fast Eddie's have a monthly thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, if they were
But I don't care enough. I wash my car when I get an oil change, so.
Oh. Well, that's fair.
Fast Eddie's was incredible when I was down in Flint.
Fast Eddie's
Yeah, the one in
great.
Flint's real good. The one in Lansing is fucking awesome.
But they
Those
hand
guys,
wash your tires. I wish I had that.
Yeah. Those guys in Lansing are fucking awesome. I used to stop there a lot when I was working for a clean cigarette.
Oh, okay.
Because I need an oil change like every month because I was driving so fucking much.
Yeah.
So I'd always go down to Lansing.
Have you seen my new truck?
That's the gray one out there, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Okay, I liked it.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
It's nice, isn't it?
I mean, somebody hit my car, so.
What the fuck? No, you didn't tell us that.
What the fuck?
We literally had dinner last night. You didn't say a shit.
I forgot about it.
Someone hit your car?
It's not bad. It's just, I was at the doctor's office for aforementioned things I was talking about earlier, and I was sitting there waiting for my turn at the thing, and I was like, well, instead of going inside, I'm just going to sit in my car because air conditioning, and I don't want to, you know, to other gross people.
Yeah.
This lady just starts backing up and just backs right into my car. And I'm like, whoa, 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 because she went to take off. So I went and got in front of her. And I'm like, whoa, what's going on? You know, like, stop. You hit my car.
Well, it's almost like you at Twin Brooks that time. And that dude just backed the fuck into your car.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
So I got out of there and she's like, oh, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, I don't forget what I said, but the lady was like, oh, I'm so sorry. My friend's something about the doctors and her neck was messed up or something. And I'm like, well, why aren't you driving if your friend's neck is messed up?
Yeah.
She's like, well, the doctor said she can drive. And I'm like, clearly not, bitch.
Good for you. Good
That's
for you.
Awesome.
So what was the outcome of it then?
It's like, so it cracked the grill and there's just some like dings on it. So what I hate about doing claims to other
crack
people.
The radiator.
I hope
just a grill?
I hope not.
Oh, geez. Yeah, because that's
otherwise
that's
I wouldn't
no fun.
I wouldn't have been driving here, I don't think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's no fun.
But I made a claim with them, with her insurance, because I got the information and everything like that. And they're like, we need your insurance information. I'm like, fat chance in hell, you're getting my insurance information. This is on you, kid.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, we need it to process. I'm like, you don't need it to process crap. I work 9 to 5. Figure it out.
Yep.
Here's the stuff. You have the claim.
Yep.
I'm going to get you some stuff next week when I'm on vacation. Yep. Bye. And everyone's like, you're a lot more assertive than you used to be, Rick. And I'm like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm done being nice just to be nice because everybody is such a dick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It doesn't get you anywhere anymore.
Yeah, like, I got to apologize for last week. For last episode, I was kind of a dick, and I'm sorry. I was super tired, and I was like rushing, and I apologize. All our listeners,
our first 45-minute episode, like, without cuts.
Wow. Yeah, okay. And I didn't even have to edit anything. It was just, it was
called The Spencer Show because I was the only one fucking talking. Because I was like, you know what I'm talking about? He go, yeah. Yeah.
You're the worst person to interview when I went to, like, actual media school to teach people, like, how to do this shit. Yeah. You don't give one-word answers. Well,
that was last week. That's how fucking tired I was.
But it's understandable. And honestly, if we really want to blame it on someone, it's Eric's fault. No, I'm just kidding.
Is it?
Oh, no. Yeah, because he kept us up till 3 o'clock in the morning watching spooky shit.
But I was fine. I went to work, and I was honestly
Well, you're 10 years
lively.
Younger than I am, so.
Yeah, that's true.
When was this?
Sunday. Well, yeah, we stayed up Sunday night.
Yeah. Oh,
and
okay.
It bled over to Tuesday, so I was so fucking tired Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Because he didn't, like, take care of himself on Monday.
Yeah, nope.
You got to, because no one else is going to Eddie.
No. Yeah, exactly.
I would like to take care of myself, though, with a beer.
Oh.
Beer of the week.
Beer of the week.
I thought he was calling.
Beer.
I'd have a beer.
Beer of the week.
Like, it was amazing.
And I'm in my 40s now. Actually, almost officially.
Oh, shit. Which, once you get up in that range, it's very hard to shred weight.
Spencer doesn't know that, does he?
What?
That Rick's becoming an old man?
No, I did not know that.
He's middle-aged.
I would have guessed 31.
Aw, thanks, buddy.
Well, don't call me buddy.
He moisturizes.
That's
genuinely.
Yeah, see? Call
well,
it.
That you're supposed to.
Moisturize your neck. That's the trick.
Well, this one, the back one, or the front?
Both.
I'm going to moisturize my
all the way.
Moisturize my throat here with some golden partager.
I thought you were going to say something to that. You didn't have a comeback for that?
For what?
Moisturize my throat?
He knows what he said.
Golden,
that one was too easy.
Golden partager.
Just like Eddie.
Ooh. Barrel and Beam. From Barrel and Beam Microbrewery in Marquette, Michigan.
A beautiful town.
It is a 7.5% ABV.
That's not enough ABV for me.
Wait, where is this from? Is this from Black Rock or no?
No, Barrel and Beam.
Oh, Barrel and Beam.
Okay. Golden Partager. Cheers.
Nice. Cheers, guys. Tasting.
Ooh, that ain't bad. Okay, the front's bad. Just get it in the gullet. How do you like the aftertaste? The aftertaste is amazing.
It tastes like I just drank Bath and Body Works soap.
To me, I feel like I'm frolicking through field of wheat. I really like that.
Holy fuck, I do not.
Really?
Mm. Woof. Buzz's girlfriend. Woof. That's a 0.5 for me.
Okay, I'll take it all. You want it? You want a little bit of it?
No.
Okay.
Fuck that.
I at best a 1 just for trying. Plus they have Bean in their name and I
give
like
me,
that.
Give
Beam.
Me
a Beam.
Oh, never mind. 0.5.
Sorry.
Give me a 3.5 on that.
Okay.
Yeah, right, I really like it.
Well, good.
It's got a great aftertaste. Terrible front, but a great aftertaste.
Oh.
Nicole and Matt would tell you that.
Right? Yeah.
How are they doing? By the way, good. They were good people.
Good. Good. Yeah.
She still has her job?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good for her. Well, I just didn't know, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Marketing, they come and go, so.
Yeah.
Was that the ones that you had on here that owned the...
The brewing supply company? Yeah.
Okay. They were fun.
Yeah.
Thank you very much to Ideal Party Store on Salzburg and Johnson. And I am rocking the Ideal Party Store koozie tonight.
Yes, you are.
Thank you to the nice lady. I can never remember her fucking name. She's so nice.
But she ought to fucking give me one. She'd be a hell of a lot nicer if that. No, please. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. We appreciate you. Absolutely. Thank you to Ideal. Oh, and speaking of, guess who Hayden can't play golf Wednesday.
Why?
I don't know why. I didn't ask. I didn't want to pry.
I'll figure it out.
But, he set me up with a rando, and guess who that rando is?
Is it Corey?
Corey Evans.
Yeah,
so I'm excited. I've very, like, 2 second met him. And so, it's
He'll
I was like, okay.
Soon.
Yeah, that's what I was like, okay, cool. This small town builders, yeah. So I'm excited. That means I can't get hammered. I have to actually play well and try to impress
him.
He's
going to be hammered.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he's a good golfer, though. He is a good golfer.
Oh, good. We're playing the second best team this week. So
you'll probably, like, even out. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a good golfer.
Yeah.
That's some white people shit right there.
You're white. Play golf.
I can't.
You're Italian.
I am.
Hit the meatball in the fucking postal. Yeah.
And after,
are we gonna dejacula already?
Vominosa. I was telling Tristan about that today. He laughed so hard.
I listened to our WAG podcast today. That's what I was listening to the BB. On BBBB while I was pulling boxes, because like normally that's the part of my day that I hate my life. So I listen to us, and I'm just like, oh, maybe it's not so bad. Like, I got something to do today, you know?
BBBBabble.com.
Yeah, BBBBabble.com. And 99 Network, fuck yeah, we get it going yet.
Yeah, now after Beer of the Week, we do Beer Trivia.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Basement Bar Beers and Babble bring to you Beer Trivia.
All right. For beer trivia, what is the name of the beer style that is characterized by its golden color and strong hop flavor? Is it golden ale, pale ale, or Indian pale ale?
IPA.
Is that what that stands for?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm going to go with Spencer's answer on that because I don't know beers, so...
Wrong.
Is it B?
Is it the pale ale?
Yeah. No shit. That's what I was going to say.
The
Indian pale ale is more of a amber color.
Yeah. Pale ale is a beer style characterized by its golden color.
Take out the Indians like Americans usually do. Isn't it?
What?
What now?
He took out the Indians just like Americans usually do.
Oh, shit.
I had to teach Eric what the Trail of Tears was when we were listening to one of the Kesha things. He's like, "What's that?" And I'm like,
"You took from Kesha down to the Trail of Tears?"
Well, no, that's what she was investigating because Conjuring Kesha, Kesha. Yeah. We were watching that, and they were like, Trail of Tears. She's like, what the fuck is the Trail of Tears? I'm like, I'm about to ruin your evening.
Yeah, for real.
So everybody who's listening, don't look that up. If you don't already know what it is, it's not a good time.
You should have learned about it.
You should learn about it.
Yeah, it was like
if you're okay to do so.
It was like eighth or ninth grade history.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
Mr. Collier and shit, man.
I'm from a slightly older generation than you. They didn't teach a shit. They're just like, America's great. Continents. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Cells.
Economy.
Mitosis. Oh, fuck. I used the Pythagorean theorem for the first time in the real world outside of school. I was so fucking proud of myself.
How'd you remember that?
I don't know. From the deep recesses. Well,
like Uncle Terry said, your brain remembers everything. It's your memory that is the thing that can actually pick it out. So your brain remembers everything that it sees and hears, but your memory is the thing that is able to pick it
up. Like the hippocampus will translate it?
Yeah, that's it. So everything that you've ever learned is in there. You just have a shitty memory if you can't remember it.
I don't know about that.
No, yeah. It's true.
My file folders are fucked, though.
Yeah, your memory sucks.
No, I'm trying to pick out a new projector for the plant break room, and I was trying to measure what the current screen is. And I was trying to do the tape measure diagonally, and it wouldn't fucking stay up. Mm. It kept falling down. I was like, fuck, how am I going to figure this out? And then I thought, oh, A squared plus B squared equals C squared. I was like, fuck. I measured the height, measured the width, calculated it, and I was like, 148 inches. Let's fucking go.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was like, that's the only time I've ever used that math in real life.
I remember when my math teacher told me that we would never be able to carry calculators around for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. And now look at my phone.
You're not going
to
have a calculator in your pocket, bitch. I'm going to have the entirety of human existence in my pocket.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All the knowledge in the universe in my fucking pocket. Yep.
I can just look up whatever the fuck I'm trying to figure out and it'll tell me.
And that's basically how I do my job.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. They're like, we need this fixed. You're like, how do I fix this? Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, I can do that. Yep.
Have you turned it on and off again? Yeah, it still's not working. Fuck Google.
I wish there was some sort of like secret handshake we could do. Like, so my dad used to be IT. So when I call IT people like from my job, I'm like, this is what's going on. And like, have you? And I'm like, yes, I've tried all of those things. I'm like, usually I start off the conversation with I've tried A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
That's good.
And they're like, they stop for a second because they don't know what to say. And I'm like, yeah, there's a secret handshake. Somebody I knew used to do IT for a very long time. So
you got it. You got to start off with saying it's not an ID10T test. Okay. It's not ID10T. Yep. Here's what I've tried. And they'll immediately be like, oh, shit. This motherfucker knows the code.
Is that what the secret handshake is?
Yeah.
And now, well, you gave it away in the podcast.
Yeah,
you did. Bleep it out. No
you
shit.
You gotta
do
say
it.
Bleep, and then
yeah.
Can you do that? Because that'd be bleep. Funny.
I could, but I'm lazy, so.
It would be really funny if you did, though.
It would be.
And then there's 15 seconds of us talking about how it'd be funny.
Yep.
Well, listen, this is all for us when we listen back to it, too.
No, that's so very true.
Eventually, when I hear this episode, I'm going to go,
he didn't fucking bleep it out.
Yeah. Damn it, Eddie.
No. I got to tell you something.
No, because so far we haven't said anything bad enough for me to edit. Please
yeah,
don't.
But you ought to.
Have you met me?
Yeah.
80% of the things I say are terrible.
Yeah, but not for this show. We're the black sheep of this fucking outfit. So
yeah, that's very true.
We're the possums.
I gotta tell you something I did.
Like me and Eric said.
I did.
Yeah.
Recently.
You did.
Yeah.
What'd you do? What the fuck did you do?
Well, we went to Costco to go shopping.
Oh,
and
shit.
We picked up absolutely nothing for dinner because we were preparing for the week. And we picked up everything that prepared us for like the next 2 months, but nothing for the week. So I was like, fuck. And then we picked up like a package of stuffed peppers and was like, this is for lunch. But we didn't think about dinner. So I got home and I was like, what are we having for dinner? And I was like, I could just always go pick something up. She's like, I don't want you to go pick something up. And I was like, okay.
We literally just spent $300 on groceries. Like,
yeah. So I looked in the fridge and we had nothing. But then I looked in the freezer and I had this Philly cheesesteak like special ribeye. I was like, ooh.
How long?
It was in the freezer. And
yeah, freezer's fine if it's not fine. Like bro, 5 years or something.
Bro, it's not.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't long. Okay. It wasn't that long. It was probably less than a month, a little less than a month. But then I looked in. You know, you got your provolone cheese, and then we had these potatoes from the Little Potato Company. So I was like, oh my god. So I told Rob, she makes amazing air fried chopped potatoes, like
ooh,
breakfast potatoes, like hash brown potatoes.
Oh fuck yeah! I've never thought about doing that in the air fryer.
Oh dude, she made those. And I went out to the Blackstone, and I cooked up Philly cheesesteaks, like the innards of it, and then we brought the potatoes outside.
Where did you get those potatoes from again?
They're Little Potato Company. They're at Meijer.
Okay, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, Potato Company, they just make the mini potatoes.
I just expect... like pictured you and Robin doing like quaint shit, like going to a farmer's market. Like, this is the Little Potato Company.
No, yeah. No, they're literally called Little Potato Company.
Dude, I've had the best pierogi I've ever had in the world from a
you
fucking farmer's market in Tawas.
You stop it. So anyway,
a pierogis,
a pierogis, but
a Welsh corgis with a pierogis.
So I laid these potatoes on the Blackstone after the air fryer.
I just fucking talked into my cigarette.
And
did you?
I literally.
And,
was that you dropping that, or was that the spider?
That was him.
I don't want to talk about the fucking Greg, okay?
I'm sorry. All right, you're cooking taters and shit.
Yeah,
continue.
So anyway, I laid the potatoes on the Blackstone, got them a little more crispy, but I didn't cook them. I laid a slab of Philly on top of these potatoes, put them on a plate. So then you're eating potato, like good-ass potatoes, Philly meat, cheese, peppers, and just in a scoops.
What kind of cheese?
Provolone.
Oh,
that's what you put on top of Philly cheesesteak.
I just thought it was Swiss.
You can. Oh. Provolone just is better.
Better? Oh, all right.
It's better.
Good. Sorry.
And oh my God, like cheese, potatoes, meat, peppers. Oh, it was so good. I wanted more. Like I could throw that shit in a bowl for days. You know how you make like cereal in like big cooking bowls?
Yeah.
Like, that's how I felt about this shit.
Yeah.
I could just eat the fuck out of it.
Dude, I'm
instead
hooked.
Of bread, you just have
there
potatoes.
Is.
I'm hooked on Palace Fillies, dude.
Palace Fillies ain't bad.
Oh, we had
well,
that last night.
It depends on who's working.
I don't know, but whoever the fuck it was last night was bomb. It was so good.
Except when they run out of the fucking Philly buns and then they put them on hot dog buns, that's when you get disappointed.
Oh, yeah.
Because they do that sometimes. Very,
this is why you can't have me on your show, because as soon as you started talking, I listened to your story, but then I was like, I wonder if there is a badass potato company. Turns out there is.
A badass potato company? Oh, I bet it's fire, though. Ooh. Look at the size of that potato.
Look at that tater.
And I think this is in Wisconsin.
Oh, of course it is.
Well, it should Wisconsin. Be from Idaho.
Try the Philadelphia this week.
Mm.
Look what it did.
Nice.
Mm.
It's listening.
That was in January 2022, though. So. What are the odds of us finding a post from January 2022 that talks about Philly potatoes after you were just making Philly potatoes?
Especially the
pretty
first
good.
One you look.
I That's mean, crazy.
Pretty
yeah,
good
it's called the... it's called like government, you know. But no.
What was it? 2020. Oh, sorry.
Wisconsin ought to get off of the fucking potato shit because they already have cheese.
Yeah.
Like
the
like
cheese.
You said, give it to Idaho.
Tippy
give
cow
it to the
and
that,
cheese.
Yeah, tippy cow.
Tip it on back with a tippy cow. Not a sponsor yet, but.
Wait. Like Pootie Tang?
No, tippy cow.
Like tippy cow.
Sadate?
What are you talking about?
He just said
stop sneezing in German. I'm sick of it.
You never seen Pootie Tang?
No. Is that bad?
Spencer.
I'm sorry.
The next movie night, can we watch it?
I also have never
It's my favorite movie.
Sorry. We got to have a movie night soon. That was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
When I can drink again, we've got to get like just smashed and watch that movie.
Okay. Yes. You're hosting the next one, right? So we can have like a coochie board or charcuterie board?
Charcuterie?
It was funny.
Oh.
I thought you were talking about a spirit
coochie
thing.
Board.
No, you call it like a it's not a Ouija board. It's a coochie board. You wave it above a pussy and it just speaks to you.
You can do that on Midland Street. Just walk around going, which STD do I have?
Grabs.
Yes.
That's Herpaderp. Funny. Herpaderp. Herpagonosyphilates.
Will this get me pregnant? Signs point to
syphilis. Yes.
No, it's not a... It's herpagonosyphilates.
Gonosyphilopalades.
Why is that a version of Rolaids I've never heard of?
Ricola.
Well, if you take them, it's fatal. So, got a herpes herpalades? Ricola. No, I don't like that. Stop it. That wasn't fun.
That was crazy.
I didn't like that. You actually did. See, how did you do that? I don't like the trick. Stop it.
Shut up, Eminem. This is Christopher Reeve.
You're doing
I'm really excited to see how that sounds.
This bitch is Ned from South Park.
I'm putting the microphone to my throat.
These people don't understand.
They don't understand.
It's crazy. I can't handle that. Do you
I
have
don't
a,
like it.
Do you have a stoma and just didn't tell us?
It's hidden under the beard.
Like for years I've known this man, but
it's my hama stoma.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Stop. Stop.
Like Stephen Hawking.
Kind of.
See, he could do voice impressions, but he could also impersonate a stoma. That's crazy.
That is fun. That was cool. I've never tried that before.
Wow.
In my life, I've never seen anybody try to impersonate a stoma, but here we are.
There's the name of the episode.
Impersonating stomas.
No, whacking stomas.
We missed the queer T-Rex arms, so I guess that was... You guys all missed that part.
I'll still throw it up. It'll be on the website, bbbbabble.com.
Watch out. Don't throw anything up.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's gross.
What?
What?
It's gross.
Huh?
It smells bad.
Oh. I hate things that are gross and smell bad. But that was my potato Philly. So I hope you guys enjoyed it.
I did enjoy it.
Yeah. You ought to try it sometime.
I did
put a Philly
it.
Instead of bread, just use potatoes.
Yeah.
It's better. Potatoes in any form is amazing. Except sweet. I don't like those.
Can I do it?
More better.
No, I can't.
Oh, yeah.
Do
it. It got
it. Was a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
It got in there a little bit.
I don't. All right.
He's like cringing, but also happy at the same time.
Here's the thing. For years, I thought some people could be robots.
Yeah.
You might be making that list soon. You got to.
How can they see me? Please sit on my face. From Grandma's Boy?
Yeah.
It's been too long since I've seen that movie.
Grandma's Boy is such a good film. Adam Sandler.
Well, he produced it, but he's not in it.
No, but Adam
what
Sandler.
What is it, Grandma's Boy?
Yeah.
I don't remember what that one was about.
The video game.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't that
company?
Have McLovin in it? No.
Yeah.
Does it?
No. No, it has Jonah Hill.
Yeah, that's maybe.
Yeah, Jonah Hill and the rest of the guys from all the Adam Sandler movies. I can't think of their names.
That poor motherfucker's never going to escape McLovin.
Yeah, really. Yep. If anybody was ever typecast as anything, it's fucking McLovin.
Truth.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, McLovin it.
Because he's in the Kick-Ass movies, too, which I thought was wild. What's up? What is he Googling?
What?
You know who I have never been on the show with, and I've been on the show plenty of times now?
He's the executive producer.
Is Fact Checker Dennis. I'm starting to think he doesn't exist.
Well, he was supposed to come tonight, but he has a lot of shit to do, so.
Oh, may have a little bit. Mm-hmm. Of I want that kettle corn?
I don't. Listen. Oh, you know what also sucks? Smaller on weird things that suck. Pride got canceled, so we didn't get to go to
that. Yeah, that's bullshit.
I sent you the email that they've changed it to the August 15th, right?
That's still not bad.
Did you hear me?
August 15th, yes, we do
know
about
17th.
That.
I don't remember now.
That's a Saturday, August 17th.
Well, yep,
that's
it ought to be on the Saturday then.
It's that one. We will be there for that, but I don't know how many people are going to do the whole
thing. My cousin Jason flies in from Colorado that day.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you need to do that instead?
No, maybe. We'll see. I love him, but we also paid for this. And
we sure did. I can still get a refund, but I'd rather not. If we can get some.
Yeah, I'd rather be there.
Yeah. Is that Ice Cube I just saw? It was.
Woo! It's saltier than normal, maybe.
What kind of kettle corn is this?
Jalapeno cheddar.
I definitely won't be doing that right now.
No, you probably ought to not. Yeah.
Man, well, I tell you what. I'm looking forward to some good stories.
Oh,
little
no.
Little last call. Da-dang, dang, dang, da-dang. Dang.
Last call for alcohol.
Oh.
Call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Last call. Spencer, kick it off here.
Fucking, I was at the state park not too long ago. Well, actually, it was last weekend. We pulled out the old trailer out there, and Hayden came and visited us. And me and Dino were two sheets to the wind. You'll meet him later. And Jake, he was out there too. And we were just absolutely shit-faced. And Hayden was like, fucking, I don't drink beer, but Dino, what the fuck are you drinking? Let me have one of those. So we were going through these beers, kind of like beers of the week. They were like 15, yeah. 16, 17%.
Jesus.
So we were loaded.
Yeah.
So me and Hayden ended up going for a walk, and it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. So we walked Robin back to the trailer, and we were like, here you sit. And she went to bed or whatever. We made sure she was all good, locked up the trailer. Me and Hayden went for a walk. So we walked around the state park, and then we headed out to the beach. Because we wanted to fucking go to the beach. Once we got across the street, well, there was a cop sitting right at the entrance of it, which is kind of bullshit. So we walked up and we're chatting with him, and he goes, does your friend have a beer? That friend was me. And I looked, and I was like, yep. Like, I had to look at him, and I was like, yep. And he goes, you can't cross the street with that. And I was like, well, do you want it? Like, it's full. Why would I waste this? And he goes, no. And I go, all right, will you hold my koozie? And he goes, no. And I handed it to Hayden, so I chugged the beer. And I said, can you take this for me? And he was like, no, there's a garbage guy. I was like, oh, you're right. I'm just fucking with you. You know, being friendly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I went and threw the beer can in the garbage, and we walked across the street. And I am fucking hammered. And before we cross, Hayden goes, one second. Turns around to the cop, and he goes, is public intoxication a thing right now? And he goes, if you guys just fucking leave me alone, I will leave you alone.
That's great.
And Hayden goes, deal. So we started walking across the street. And I made it across the street anyway. And we started walking towards the beach. And there were two, what I know now, were barred owls, were going at each other. And they sounded like cats.
Like fighting?
No, like
humping?
Screaming at each other.
Oh.
They were like, wham, wham. Like back and forth, but they sounded like cats, like house cats, not like big cats, like house cats.
Okay.
And I was like, what in the fuck is going on? So I started investigating, which I found out were two owls because someone told me, because I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, what is happening?
Did you record like, it?
No, it was just it's just scary. It was scary. It was like fucking
we're in the darkness by the beach.
Yeah. But they ended up being owls, which is weird. We made it to the beach. Walked the beach, came back. Here he is. Fucking cop still sitting there. So we walk across the street, and Hayden's like, please don't say anything. Please don't say anything. I'm like, I won't. Well, who do you think I am? So I get across the street, and
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. You know, I look at him. I go, don't you have anything better to do? Yeah. I got told to go back to my trailer is what I got told to do. But so I went back to my trailer, and Hayden rode his bike home from the state park.
Oh, shit.
He rode his bike there and back.
Damn.
Yeah.
That dude's a trooper.
Yeah, he's
literally.
Well, he was, and he still is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But basically, don't fuck with cops when you're too hammered. And barred owls sound like fighting cats. I don't like him.
I like how we learned something in this whole story, too.
Yeah. It wasn't a very good story,
knowing
but it just
half is the battle. G.I. Joe.
Oh, when I came back and I ate like a full fucking bowl of pasta, too, that we had that night.
Nice.
Like, God, it was like a huge bowl, and I was like, I looked at, because Robin kind of woke up when I came in the trailer, and I was like, do you care if I eat pasta right now? And she's like, no. And I was like, good. And instead of like portioning it out, I just stuck the leftover bowl in the microwave.
Yeah, I love doing
and
that.
And started it and ate the entire thing.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I haven't done that in a long time.
It was good. It was like that cheese and broccoli pasta too.
Oh.
Like that cheese and broccoli soup. I know you don't know it because it's dairy and it would make your asshole go insane, but...
I mean, what does it nowadays?
That's true. Do you eat cheese?
Sharp cheese I can have.
That's it, though?
That's it.
Interesting. Yeah. Why?
You don't know what Gouda cheese is?
Can't.
Pepper jack?
The sharp cheese is good enough.
I bet you could do pepper jack. I bet you could. Because like pepper jack makes people shit anyway, so like it wouldn't be any different for you.
Well, I don't want to make it worse. I don't. Never mind. We'll talk off air. With okay. That, okay. Like people don't want to know that part about shit.
Like the shit that lifts you off, clear for takeoff. I'm sorry.
It's more like after a rainy day when you step your foot in mud.
Ugh.
You're welcome. You made me do this.
It's your fault. You brought this on yourself.
You've done it yourself. It makes you look at that one, was it Clayface from fucking Batman a little differently?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Stop it.
Nope. And you've ruined that for me forever. Thank
Eddie,
you
have mantra. Mantra. Stop it. Fuck.
Poop face.
All right. I need another beer for this one.
Oh, no.
My story is a silly one.
So I was underage. I don't remember exactly what age, but I was under it. And I was at a family gathering, and my uncle was bartending, and I was like, hey, I want a beer. And he's like, you can't have a fucking beer. I was like, I would like a beer, please. And he's like, no. He goes, what's the Budweiser mantra? And I was like, I have no idea. And this was before cell phones and internet and at least before you could get internet on your cell phones. And he's like, well, if you figure out the Budweiser mantra and you come back and tell me, he's like, maybe I'll give you a beer. I was like, okay. So I dug around and I found somebody's can and stole it and memorized the Budweiser mantra. And I went back to him and I said, this is the famous Budweiser beer. We know a no brand produced by any other brewer, which costs so much to brew and age. Our exclusive Beechwood aging produces a taste, a smoothness, and a drinkability you will find in no other beer at any price. And he went, all right, well, you earned yourself a fucking beer. And that was one of the first times I had a beer.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
And now we know.
Now you know.
Why well, now everybody mom. Knows.
Yeah.
Well, what's the phrase for fear of having your beer mug empty?
Cenosilicophobia.
So I thought today, and I didn't
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, yeah, it's the fear of an empty beer mug.
So I thought it would be really funny for Basement Bars, Beers, and Babel koozies, because I'm currently working on those, because I'm a little Chinese worker in a sweatshop downstairs. And I have all the fronts printed out for, we're going to start with about 50 of them, because I can I can make koozies in my basement, but I wanted that word on the back of them. What do you guys think of that?
Cenosilicophobia. Yeah. I like it. That'd be cool.
So that it's Basement sweet. Bars, Beers of Babel on the front, and two of us, like silhouettes, and then on the back it's
Well, it has to be three of us. It'd be Raj.
Well, yeah, true.
Yeah.
But, Team Raj.
Yeah.
Shout out Raj.
Okay. All right. So everyone's Team Raj. I get it. Well, I'm fucking nothing. I'll just have a fucking hat and glasses in the corner.
No, you're
all right?
Not nothing, but exclude him.
I'll be the size of the TM.
You would be in the middle. You'd be in the middle.
No.
Be like Raj, you, me.
No. I'm not the centerpiece.
I was disappointed that I missed you on Discord the other night. So
you should be, but I'm on there often.
I don't know about that, because we're on there a lot.
Yeah, you guys are on there a lot, but I just got Rick's friend code.
Eric.
Yes.
Did I send you one too? Yeah, I might have.
No.
I don't know.
Not that night. I just got, because me and Eric were texting Solo. He was like, hey, are you in your head? And I was like, yeah. Because I texted him. I was like, please send me music. And so normally that's his like cue to be like, are you okay? Well, for me anyway, because it, like I use music to lose my mind. And I was like, I'm in my head. And he was like, I'm in my head too. Do you like Discord? And I was like, I sent him my friend code, and he just added me. So I'll do the same to you then. Yeah. So yeah. I'll do the same to you. Just add me, and then we can,
yeah.
Anytime you see me on, just call me.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah.
All right, you can't escape it. Last call, Ricky.
I actually thought of one when I was taking a piss.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, a little piss think.
Yeah.
The toilet is the best memory bringer back.
A piss think?
Yeah, a piss think. It's like a shit think, but the shit think goes way too deep. A piss think is like, oh, yeah.
Shit deep goes too
But the best think is the shower think.
Shower That's think terrible, because then you're standing with your hands like right here, and you're just letting the water hit you, and then you just get out of the shower depressed and wet. And
Multiple people online, how do you stand in the shower? Do you stand away from the water, or do you stand looking at the water?
Looking at the water?
My water hits my back most of the time.
Me too.
Really?
Runs down the ass crack. It's nice. Me too. Yeah.
No, I'm at the water.
Really?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So your ass crack is money. Okay. Anyway.
Now I mean, it is now since the bidet.
Hell yeah, brother. I'm seriously. Yeah. Wait. Just wait.
Okay. Just wait.
Okay.
You're going to do it and you're going to go, oh, I get it now.
Okay. Yep. Tiffany's even using it now. She's come around.
I can't wait. I want water up my ass constantly.
I don't know about constantly. I mean, I know a couple of places where you can find some holes in walls that we can help you with that, but...
What's your last call story? I'm not going to speak about this.
Listen. He's like, I don't want to. I'm scared now. This is why Spencer doesn't want to hang out with me.
It's he's like, I can't talk.
I keep calling him a bossy bottom.
He is. He fucking is.
I'm not a bossy bottom. What does that even mean?
I'm a power bottom.
I don't know about either of those.
A bossy
things,
bottom? Maybe. Oh, are you saying that? Like, is that a sexual term? Because I'm more of like... The fuck are you saying for last call? Get off of this.
That was perfect.
My fans won't like this interaction.
I love it so much. He fucking killed Rick. I love it.
That's incredible. Anyway, so last call for me. I was at Disney World. World is in Florida, right? Yeah. Land World, yes. I was at Epcot, and my friend was like, hey, you got these... In France, they have these little slushies that are like the vodka slushies.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, how bad could it be? You know, we've been walking around all day in the heat, sweating to death. And I'm like, I'm sure I'll be fine.
Alcohol would be great.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
I drank the whole thing in record time because I was hot.
Good. Good.
And then before I knew it, I'm like, I don't know where the fuck I am. And I'm just kind of walking around.
How did I end up in Asia?
I went with Sean Connolly, shout out, Mighty Morphin Millennial Rogers.
Yeah, Rangers. That's Sean. Fucking awesome. Yeah. Well, we should have him on the show sometime.
Mm-hmm. I've tried, but he's very busy too.
So. Understandable. Yeah. Sorry,
a little busy bee, anyway. Little busy, bossy bottom, yeah.
Listen here, sister, if you don't want to be on the show, that's fine. Clacks like fucking fingernails. Bottom. Anyway, so I am very inebriated, and I'm with him and like his girlfriend and their kid at the time. So I'm like, this is probably not a great situation for me to be this drunk in. I'm like, how can I get away with like I need to sit for a little bit, but I also don't want to give it away. Like how fucking shit faced I am. So I sit
down.
Small
world.
No rides.
Oh.
No rides.
Well, I figured that'd be a good place to sit and sober up as you're just as you're going through.
If you want me to go crazy the rest of the way, that'd probably be it. We would have a different discussion at this point. So I sit down by this fountain and I'm like, dude, I just want to get some pictures. Yeah, let's get some pictures. So I started taking pictures and I'm just sitting there and all I did was just go, fucking a fountain. It's not like we got one of those in Michigan as loud as I could. And everybody just started fucking laughing and I'm like, I think I just Ron Swanson myself into like two or three tourists are just like, and I'm like, oh, I said that out loud. And I didn't know what to do because everyone was just looking at me. And I'm like, we're going to go get Dole Whip, right? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, bye. And I got up and just started walking. And then I found out what Dole Whip was and I couldn't have it. And I was very sad.
Oh. Mm.
Dole Whip was, of course, it's made up of. What is that noise?
I think that's Molly.
That dog makes
Molly
some scary noises.
Bitch, yeah.
That's a scary
is
noise.
Is the door closed?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why. Why didn't you open it?
You told me to keep the door closed.
No, I said keep the door open.
Oh.
That's why she's pissed. She's going to come in here and bite your fucking ankles, man.
Hey, what's new?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right. Well.
I pissed off your dog. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I'm like, no, we're recording. You have to sit out here. We'll be right back out.
Yeah, I want to see my daddy.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us, Rick.
Well, thank
appreciate
you for having
it.
Me.
Yes,
yeah.
Please.
Absolutely.
Please.
Check us out at 989.network, bbbbabble.com, and as always.
Wait. You can check me out at
Oh, that's
Ranger.
Right.
Yeah. God, Eddie. What the fuck?
Sorry.
Come on.
Got to get my own shout outs.
I forget that you're important. You have things.
Oh. He forgets you're important. Wow. Unbelievable.
What a thing. You're important to me, but I forget that you're important to the world.
Yes, please. Shout out.
What are you? Every other like relationship I've been in?
Underscore.
Yeah. Do you want me to do it? I'm not going to. Well, Eric's not here, so I'm not charted on all my socials. You can always check us out at Wide Range of Convo on Instagram. There's also Facebook for that and Mighty Morphin Millennial Rangers, which I need to start writing because it's been 2 months, and at this point, I'm worried it's been longer than a sabbatical than I wanted.
Oh, God.
So I have to be home to do those things.
Yes.
And then I will, eventually. when I'm not taking care of my new cat.
Yes.
So. Yeah.
No I'm kidding. So excited.
I know. Yeah. Too.
Bishop or Bowie. I love whatever him. You are.
Yeah. We don't know. Hopefully he's okay. He did have surgery.
Yeah.
So
he'll be all right.
Yeah.
He'll be all right.
Well, thank you. Thank you, folks, for hanging out with us. As Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk. Cheers.
He also said, write drunk, edit sober.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, pal. Yeah, yous. Yeah, I see you're looking at that Sports Illustrated for a little bit more than the swimsuits. If you do really like sports, I highly suggest checking out Crossfaded Sports on the 989 Network. These boys are out there spitting all the facts about all the sports. So if you like sports and anything beyond that, and you like drinking and a little bit of that thing, then yeah, I highly suggest Crossfaded Sports on the 989 Network. Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 99.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.